احمد و نسلم و نسلم على رسول الكريم. In our hadith it comes that لِلصَّائِمِ فرحتان, the one who fasts, there are two glad tidings for him. There are two happy occasions for him. There is two happiness for him. One is at the time of iftar, when he breaks his fast, when he opens up, you know, a person feels really happy. Alhamdulillah, I fasted all day. Farhadun inda iftarihi, and then farhatun inda liqa'i rabbi. The second happiness, real happiness, he will get when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is going to be real happiness. That's when all that tiredness will go away. You know, all day we fast, we do all the amal, we offer salah with jamaat, we recite this much Quran, and we do all that. And on top of all of that, we offer 20 rakat taraweeh. We get really tired. But the good news is that Jannat is only made for those people who are going to tire themselves. So the ayats, they say that the person, the one who is going to be getting into Jannat, is going to be really tired. As soon he will land in Jannat, he will say, "La yamassuna fiha nasabu wala," that now there is no tiredness going to come. Subhanallah. There is no tiredness going to come. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the month of Ramadan, that the hadith says that Jannat, all the doors of Jannat are open. And Jannat is beautified. And the fragrance, the fragrance has been, you know, spread all over the Jannat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to Jannat, that it is really soon that my slaves, after getting so tired, going to land in you. So if you are getting tired, it's a good sign. This is what I wanted to say. It's a good sign that you're getting tired. But if you are not getting tired, that's a problem. This dunya is a place to get tired. It's not a place to rest. It's not a place to rest. And this alim, he said quickly, I'll mention, this is not one I want to share. But this alim, he said, you know, our life is divided into three parts: work, rest, and play. Work, rest, and enjoy. So the environment that we live in, the people we have around, how they have divided these three things: that they work during the day, they rest during the night, and the weekends is for play. They enjoy the weekend. Saturday, Sunday is for enjoyment. That's what they do. For mu'min is a different thing. For mu'min, and from when he begins his life until death, it's only work. There is no rest. Rest is in the grave until he gets up on the day of judgment. And then play will start. Real play will start then. So this is the mu'min's, believer's mindset. Anyway, so there is an ayat today we recited in Surah Maida. Surah Maida, it was the one of the last ayats which were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? This surah came down after the conquest of Makkah. You know, about the mission is about to end, and the Islam is about to prevail all over the world now. Right? So many you know, great ayat was revealed in this surah. One of the ayat which was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. About this ayat, a Jew came to Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, if this ayat would have been revealed to us, we would have taken that day as a day of celebration, as a day of Eid. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, I know which ayah you're talking about, and we have already taken that day as Eid. But this ayat was revealed on the day of Arafah, the day of the Eid al-Adha. Why is that? Because you know that like a small child, when he is a child and he keeps on growing, the clothes he wears keeps on getting shorter. The more he grows, the clothes get shorter and the clothes get changed. Until it reaches, this child reaches the peak of his height. Then that's it. Then the height doesn't grow anymore. Then the height remains the same until death. Right? Then one size of clothes are going to last for him until the end. Right? The size will not change. Allahu Akbar. So from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the nations, the capabilities in human beings kept on growing. The more it grow, the greater deen would come. And then the deen would change. The name will remain the same, Islam. But the commandments will change. The way of the style will change. And it keeps on changing until the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The capabilities reach to its peak. No more growing now. So that's why the ayat was revealed. Now you have complete deen. No deen going to come after this. No changes in this deen. This size of cloth will remain until the day of judgment. Akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. I'm happy with this deen. This is something we need to be proud of, that we have complete deen. Complete. You know, for everything there are two things. There is a physical body and there are qualities. So if a physical body is missing something, then we will not say it's a tam, it's a complete body. And if the body is physically completed, but one of the quality is missing, we will say it's a tam, it's a complete body, but it's not kamil. It has deficiency. Now, let's say a person has full body parts, but eyes are not working, he is blind. So he is tam, he is complete, but it is deficient, the eyes are not working. Or let's say a person has all the qualities, but one of the arm is missing. One of the arm or one of the leg is missing. So you will say he is kamil, but he is not tam. Physical body is missing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned both the words here. Akmaltu and atmamtu. Physically the deen is completed, and qualities the deen is also completed. So if we are having problems in our life, my dear brothers and sisters, that means complete deen is not in the life. That's why you are having problems. And having problems in this dunya is a very small thing. Very small thing. Nothing to worry about. What we need to worry about is, may Allah save us that we don't face any problems in the hereafter. That is a real problem. This is not problem. That is a real problem. That you get to face problem in grave, you get to face problem in front of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So in one of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Maida, I really wanted to share this. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu man yartadda minkum an deenihi. That all you have believed, Allahu Akbar. The one who is going to turn his back on deen. If you are going to turn your back on deen, don't value deen, don't practice deen, then what will happen? فَسَوْفَ يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will bring such people. Allahu Akbar. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. They are going to love Allah. Allah is going to love them and they are going to love Allah. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They are going to strive for the sake of Allah. They are going to go through tiredness for the sake of Allah. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. How should I say this? They would not worry about any criticism. Look how easy, what kind of clothes he is wearing. Look, he is always talking about this. He is always in the masjid. They would not care about people's criticism. ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ. This is the fadl of Allah. This is the fadl of Allah. Whomever he wills, he gives. So anyway, one sheikh, when you ponder on the Quran, sometimes you keep on reading, but you don't ponder. I was reading this juz throughout the day, but while I was offering Taraweeh, I realized how many times in this only one juz, Allah says, Wattaqullah, Wattaqullah, Wattaqullah. Fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Ayat after ayat, Allah talks about this, and then in the end, He says, Wattaqullah. I say about this, and then He says, Wattaqullah. How many times? Allah is saying, fear Allah, fear Allah. Be aware of Allah, and we are still aware, not aware of Allah. Subhanallah. Anyway, so when you ponder on Quran, a lot of things opens up on you. A lot of misconceptions are lifted. So this one, Shaykh, I'll end with this. He used to say, I had four misconceptions. When I read Quran, when I ponder in Quran, then these four misconceptions were lifted. I got the right concept. He said, first I used to think that I remember Allah first, then Allah remembers me. Huh? He said, I was wrong. Because Quran says, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. If I get to remember Allah, that means Allah is already remembering me. Subhanallah. So those who are not getting to remember Allah, that means who has forgot them? Who has turned away from Him? That is first thing. Second thing is, he used to say, I used to think that a person makes tawbah first and then Allah accepts his tawbah. He said, I was wrong. He said, I was wrong. Because Quran says, Taba alayhim liyatubu. If one gets to make tawbah, that's already itself a sign that Allah has accepted his tawbah. Subhanallah. Because you will not even get to make tawbah if Allah doesn't want it to accept. Subhanallah. So you getting to cry and regret and making tawbah to Allah is already a sign Allah has accepted. Third thing he used to say, that this is amazing, what we decided tonight. That a person, he loves Allah first and then in return Allah loves him. He said, I was wrong. The idea is, if you are feeling the love of Allah in your heart, that means already who is loving you? Allah has already started loving you. That means that is the sign of that is you are loving Allah. If there is no love here of Allah, that means Allah is not loving. Now, fourth one. He used to say, a person, I used to think a person gets pleased with Allah first, and then in return, Allah gets pleased with him. He said, I was wrong. Allahu Akbar. He said, Quran says, Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah became pleased with them, and in return of that, they became pleased with Allah. So if I have complaints with Allah, why my life is like that? Why I want it to happen quickly is not happening quickly, it's taking too long. Why is this happening in my life? Why is Allah doing this to me? If I have complaints with Allah and I'm not happy with Allah, that's a sign that who is not happy with me? Allah is not happy. So Ramadan is the month of making Allah pleased. The sign of which is going to be that I get out of the month of Ramadan being pleased with Allah. If I become pleased with Allah, I have reached the goal of the month of Ramadan. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله تعالى على خير محمد.